Hi everyone. It's June. It is June. I think just a little bit of a sigh together. If you had a big month like me in May, just taking a moment and saying, wow, you got through it. We got through it. If you've been following the journey, you know that last month was a huge month for myself and Alter. The physical studio space is now closed, and I'm officially living in Seattle until the end of August. It has been a wild ride filled with lots of emotions and so many ups and downs and little mini meltdowns. And to be totally honest, I am feeling a bit tired and depleted. And what is so fascinating to me, and I'm continually in awe of, is this tool of meditation and how it helps me to reset now in the morning and at night, which is a new addition in the month of May. Was I was bringing in an evening sort of wind down practice that included about a 10-minute sort of laying down meditation. So this is why you are seeing weekly meditation practices here on the podcast. Meditation is one of the most inspiring and helpful and rejuvenating tools I have in my tool chest, and I can show up in this way for all of you because it is what is serving me most right now. So here's what's up in June. I have another handful of meditation practices recorded for you, which will be released over the next few weeks. From there, it is a big mystery what form the podcast will take. I will be sure to keep you updated, of course, but for now, I invite you to begin preparing for your meditation practice. So today's guidance is inspired by these most challenging, so challenging and difficult times we are all figuring out how to live through. I hope this practice supports you in whatever you might need today. Thank you for being here. Good morning. Welcome to your practice. Let's take a few minutes to transition into this time. Today, I'm going to encourage you to create a cozy nest, a place and a space where you feel safe and secure and comfortable and safe in your body. So you can be seated or you can lay down. You can have lots of cozy blankets and pillows. Make sure you feel warm and as content as possible inside of your body as you transition here. Feel free to do some gentle stretching. To invite some easeful motion into your body if the body's not ready quite yet to come into a more restful shape. Let's encourage a sense of peace and ease inside of us by opening our eyes and tuning into our peripheral vision. So gazing out at one spot and noticing that you can see to either side of you at the same time, that you can have this 360 degree sense of space through your eyes, not needing to scan the environment, but through our peripheral vision, notice your environment and any colors and shapes and light and shadows you can see. Recognizing this sense of space around you and your place here on the planet, your particular spot, taking up that space, recognizing the outline of your body, and this welcoming, open embrace of all of the intensity that is circulating inside of you and in the world. The welcoming embrace of the thought patterns that have been agitating or irritating you. To say yes to these difficult times in your life, to say yes to the challenges of the world, to invite them into this practice time. I would love for you to recall a movie where there was intensity, that intense movement of passion or of anger or of violence, something that you've watched in a movie or a TV show, and let that memory flood in of what you felt inside of your body, what you may have been feeling for the other person. Notice this experience of excitation, of excitement, of how stress can be exciting and very activating. And either staying with the flood of memories there or shift to the scenario of going to a live sporting event. And now you can remember the anticipation if your team was going to win or not. Or when a game comes right up to the end, everyone, the whole stadium's in the wondering of which team's going to win. Is it going to go into overtime? Is that next play going to win the game in that type of stress? Feeling for others and also what you may have been feeling inside of yourself. And to recall in your life the last intense, irritating, fear-invoking moment. To let the memories flood in. And now we layer in this feeling of peace. To recall this safe and secure and cozy environment you've just created for yourself, and how in the space of meditation we can learn how to be with both fear and stress and agitation and peace and ease and a cozy, comfortable state. how you have the ability to sense tension and activation and excitation and stress, and how you have the ability to experience peace and letting go of tension and a sense of restfulness inside of your physical shape right now. Continue to enter an experience of harmony as a practice. Any awareness of a sense of flowing sensation, circulation, body releasing pent up tension. Letting the weight of your body become a little heavier and a little more supported by the earth. Sting of a wasp. Rip of a nail. A razor's slice. The needle's plunge. A piercing word. A stab of betrayal. The boundary crossed, a trust broken. In this lacerating moment, pain is all you know. Life is tattooing scripture into your flesh, scribing incandescence in your nerves. Right here in this single searing point of intolerable concentration, intolerable concentration. Wound becomes portal. Wound becomes portal. Brokenness surrenders to crystalline brilliance of being. Brokenness surrenders to crystalline brilliance of being. Wound becomes portal. Wound becomes portal. inviting you to experience these flowing rhythms inside of you. That expansion, that activation of the breath in, and that sense of release and surrender as you exhale. A reminder of this continuous movement of life. We will experience fear and intensity and activation and stress, and we will experience ease and peace and joy and harmony. There is always an in-breath, and right after that, there is the out-breath. If we are alive, as we are alive here together, this flowing aliveness through breath, through these lived experiences, learning to ride those rhythms, to embrace the full spectrum of what it is to be alive, and to let this practice be a reminder that you have the ability to find a sense of peace inside of the fear and the stress. That your body knows how to be relaxed inside of intense experience. How tension can remind us of the ease. How tension can support us in remembering how to find the ease and the release after we fully give in to that stress and fear. How one leads to the other. So let's open the eyes if they decided to close down at some point. And open your attention to the environment through your peripheral vision, initiating that sense of safety and ease on that internal level back out. Taking this last minute to transition as you choose out of our meditation practice today, experimenting with what would feel supportive to you before you move into the rest of the day. Is it some type of stretch or motion in the body? Maybe there's something to write down or journal on. Be expanding into more of those layers of sensory perception. Today we use Sutra 70 from the Radiant Sutras by Dr. Lauren Roche as a doorway, as a portal for our practice. Thank you so much to Dr. Lauren Roche and Camille Maureen for their brilliant teachings and learnings and understandings. And thank you all for practicing with me today. I look forward to seeing you, hearing from you, practicing with you very soon. Wishing you a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this practice, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and my YouTube channel. Search Alter Movement Studio on YouTube to find me there. Once subscribed, that will ensure you never miss the next available guided practice. Also, if you are looking for daily accountability and over 70 classes, join me in my virtual studio. You can sign up this month for $1. Find a link to sign up for Alter Digital, the virtual studio, in the description of this episode. And if you're loving the podcast and are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I would so appreciate you leaving a rating and a review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.